Glenn Murray, coming down in 3, 2, and 1. Glenn, great to see you.
Good to see you, Richard.
What's new? You're coming back to Manitoba?
I am.
Explain. Tell us the story.
The secret is out of the bag now. I've wanted to for a long, long time. I've been homesick. I mean, I've loved Toronto. I've loved living in Calgary. They're great cities. I think every time you live somewhere, you leave, you always miss something. But my friends were always here. My life was here. My life was so attached to the city, it's pretty hard to leave it. But like everyone, I used to run into Howard Pauley, who was teaching at University of Windsor. And I, you know, Susan Thompson was, had to leave, you know, Lloyd Axford, they left, Gary Dewar. Most of them got really nice, cushy diplomatic jobs. I didn't. I had to sort of bootstrap my way. Winnipeg's sort of weird. It's just big enough a city that you produce people who are national figures. I think people like Lloyd Axford, Gary Dewar are national figures. I think in some states on the New Deal for City stuff, I played a fairly national role, but it's very hard to get a job here after. And we all joke about that. I mean, it's like if you become premier or mayor, it's like your exit pass out of the city. So you have to go off and prove yourself somewhere else, which I think I did relatively well, and it was time to come back. And I'm coming back to join a private firm here that's in the clean tech, information technology, a really huge Canadian success story, big in the U.S. And they work a lot on circular economy stuff. They're in the Exchange District. They're called Emerge Knowledge Design, and they have a software package the U.S. is used widely across the U.S. and by the U.S. government, which really tracks recycling, tracks recovered materials, resource management, waste diversion, and it's a platform that's very, very important in this new economy. As we move our economy from virgin resources to recovered resources, it's right in the middle of that game like no one else. And Rick Penner, who founded the company, you may know. Rick is very famous for starting the Restore here, another made in Winnipeg, amazing social enterprise, which there are over 1,000 of those stores now in North America, and they spin off over $550 million in revenue for Habitat, probably one building affordable housing. So it's a complete virtual circle of social enterprise. So I'm Rick and I go way back. So Rick and I will be partners in business here, and very excited to be back in Winnipeg and to be back home.
You have never shied away from speaking your mind on issues. Mm-hmm. And part of you being here is you're speaking your mind on everything from opening Portage in Maine to the current political situation. And I'm glad you are, because sometimes once you move on from politics, you tend to shy away from that. But you don't. You're still engaged.
I never commented on the city council or mayor. I didn't. I mean, I endorsed candidates as Bill Norrie and Susan Thompson and others did over the years. I benefited from the endorsements of former mayors. But I never got involved in that. I mean, one previous mayor, decided to take me on at his initiative. So I responded once and then let it go. But no, but I'm not in politics anymore. I have no desire to go back to it. I think I've done my public service for a good chunk. I'm really looking forward to private life, but I've always encouraged people to be active citizens. I asked Bill Norrie to chair the Forks North Portage Partnership. I was quite famous for having, you know, my work with Izzy Asper and Gail on the Human Rights Museum, Mark Chipman. I was a very public facing mayor, and I really encourage people who were community leaders to step up and play a real role in city building. And so I would hold myself to the same standard. I think Winnipeg benefits from an active citizenry, and I plan to be a very active citizen, not in electoral office, but I won't be shy from expressing opinions.
No. Well, and I think, you know, Winnipeggers are faced with a plebiscite coming up on mm-hmm. the 24th of October about opening Portage in Maine. I think it's more about the symbolism of Portage in Maine and what it means to downtown, but people, I think, generally will go yes or no and think, I want to just get through that intersection, and that's why there are very few people that support it to be open for pedestrians. But you've always looked at that.
Facilities, the Hydro Building, the Bell MTS Center, the restoration of retail, the beautiful new convention center, all of the baseball park, the Human Rights Museum, Waterfront Drive, the new theaters, the Union Bank Tower, Red River College. I mean, you've got all these really rich nodes of commercial and economic activity, and they were all put there to be reconnected, because and Portage and Maine, we'd agreed to reopen it. We had the design competition, we picked the winner, we had the public participation process. People got excited about it, because opening up Portage and Maine is the greatest thing and most important thing you can do to unlock the value of downtown property, to restore investment and rebuild the tax base. And I've always said to people in the suburbs, the collapse of, in the 70s and 80s, the collapse of the downtown commercial core, when the vacancies rates in the Exchange District were over 60%, literally, you lost all the value. When you lose all of that commercial value, you lose your tax base, because it is those tightly packed downtown office buildings and heritage buildings that, when they're healthy, are carrying the freight. They're paying for your city services. And when they decline, the assessment system's cruel. The council doesn't get to vote on this. The city assessor immediately demands that lost commercial tax revenue come from the residential base. So when we started cutting taxes, we did that 2% per year tax cut when I was mayor, a multi-year budget. The third year of that tax cut, it became a 4% tax cut for suburban residential homeowners. Why? Because the initial work that was done rebuilt enough of the downtown property value and tax base that the city assessor, without any vote of the mayor or council, immediately took, because there was more tax revenue coming out of the commercial side, was able to give a bigger, double the tax break for residential taxpayers. And not only would they see their downtown become more beautiful and successful, they will also see the storefronts on Main Street and Portage Avenue become repopulated with businesses again. And they won't notice much different in traffic, but they will notice it on their tax bills. I think if you wanted to reduce the tax burden, build the downtown tax base, and the simplest way to do that is reopen Portage and Main and restore the value of those important economic machine.
Glenn Murray, welcome home.
Thank you. Take care. Good to see you.